This is Dave Rome of Shockwave Radio Theater for KFAI News. In the days leading up to the Democratic and Republican national conventions, I spoke with a delegate to each. At the Minnesota State Fair on August 21st, I spoke with Barb Davis-White, RNC delegate and candidate for representative challenging Keith Ellison in the 5th Congressional District here in Minnesota. At the DFL Family and Fun Fair at Powderhorn Park in Minneapolis on August 23rd, I spoke with DNC delegate and Minneapolis City Council member Robert Lilligren. I've excerpted the conversation about climate issues to better compare and contrast their positions.
My name is Barb Davis-White, and I am running for the 5th Congressional District against Keith Ellison for the United States House of Representatives, which is called Congress.
Where are you on global warming?
Well, global warming really has not been proven. There are 30,000 scientists, including Al Gore's professor from Princeton, who says that we are now in a cooling stage. And every other climate that has been warmed had better grapes.
So you don't believe in global warming and you don't think that people caused it?
No, I think global warming is a scam. I think it's a scam to put more taxes on us, and it's called carbon taxes. Our environment has never been so clean. And if we want to push global warming, let's push it on China, where the smog is so thick that you almost need a helmet to breathe. Let's push it on Africa and see how they adapt to it, because they're not going to.
Sure. I'm Robert Lilligren. I am the Minneapolis City Council member for the 6th Ward, and I am the Vice President of the Minneapolis City Council.
And you're a delegate to the Democratic National Convention?
Yep. I'll be leaving tomorrow morning, Sunday, at 9 a.m. for Denver. I'm an at-large statewide delegate to the National Convention.
And where do you stand on issues like global warming?
For me personally, in the work that I do, I feel like I can have the biggest impact on global warming, on transportation issues. Mobile sources are the largest single contributor to greenhouse gases, so that's things like cars. And so by promoting balanced and multimodal transportation systems and fuel efficiency and alternative energies and transportation, I think is the way that I can affect the global warming locally.
So you think it's a serious issue?
Oh, it's a very serious issue.
And man-made?
Oh, yeah, human-made, yep.
Okay, and so when you say that you can affect it, what are you working for to do that?
I represent the city of Minneapolis on about 10 different transportation funding and policy bodies, where I advocate for modal balance using alternative and non-motorized transportation, including helping to spend a $25 million federal grant specifically targeted to shift people out of motorized into non-motorized transportation. I also will be representing the city on a body that I'll recommend on the spending of the new quarter-cent sales tax, which is a transit investment here in the way, and then just bringing a voice, an alternative transportation voice, to these somewhat static discussion about transit and alternative modes of transportation here in the region.
That was Barb Davis-White, delegate to the Republican National Convention, and Robert Lilligren, delegate to the Democratic National Convention. This is Dave Rome reporting for KFAI News.